Let me just remind you that after our Lord Jesus Christ was baptized, then of course he was led into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After that, when he had come back from the wilderness, he began to gather together some of his disciples, and with some of the disciples he went up into the city of Jerusalem. In Jerusalem, of course, we saw how he cleansed the temple, the house of God, because there were some people in the house of God who were using the house of God wrongly. And then also he performed very many miracles in Jerusalem as well. And finally, last time, we saw how he had that very important conversation with that man called Nicodemus, and how he told Nicodemus that most important truth of all, that unless a person was born again of the Spirit of God, that person would in no wise enter into the kingdom of God. Now then, Jesus was to leave Jerusalem because it was his intention to go back to Nazareth. Nazareth, you remember, is where Jesus was reared up when he was a boy and a young man. And so after he had been to Jerusalem, following on from the baptism and the temptation, Jesus was going to go back to Nazareth once more. However, on the way to Nazareth, something else very, very important took place in the life of our Lord Jesus Christ and in the life of a particular woman that he met on the way. As Jesus and the disciples came near a town called Sychar, then the Bible tells us that our Lord began to be very tired, because you remember that although he was God, although he was Lord of lords and King of kings, still he had come into this world in human form in order to save us from our sins. And so the Bible simply says that Jesus was wearied with the journey, and he sat down on a well that was out, or on the wall of a well that was outside the city of Sychar. He sent the disciples into the city to buy some food because they were hungry as well. And as our Lord Jesus Christ sat in the well resting, the Bible tells us that this woman came out to draw water out of the well. Now, we don't really have wells today very much, but a well is where you let down a bucket or something into it, and then you draw it up on a rope, and that's how they got the water in those days. Now, when the woman drew the water up out of the well, the Lord said to her, he said, "Give me some of that water to drink." The woman was surprised. And the reason why she was surprised was this, because that woman was a Samaritan. She wasn't a Jew. And she said to our Lord Jesus Christ, "Why do you ask me for water? Because the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. The Jews have nothing to do with the Samaritans. In fact, the Jews really didn't like the Samaritan people at all." And the Lord said something to her. He said, "If you knew who it was that was asking you for a drink, you would ask him for a drink, and he would give you living water." What he meant, of course, was this, that if she really knew that he was the Son of God, the Savior, then she would ask him for salvation. And as the Lord went on to speak, then the woman's understanding began to open up a wee bit, and she said to Christ, she said, "Lord, ever give me this water to drink." And then the Lord did something very strange. The Lord began to show that woman that she was a sinner. And as that woman began to realize that Jesus was showing her that she was a sinner on account of the life that she was living, the woman did a very strange thing as well. Now listen very carefully. What the woman did was this. She began an argument about religion. She said, "How is it that the Samaritan people say that we should worship God over in that mountain, and the Jewish people say that we should worship God in Jerusalem?" You see what was happening? She began to realize that she was a sinner before God. And she didn't want really to think of herself as a sinner, and so she began just to speak about religion. But our Lord Jesus Christ, of course, wouldn't have that. And he said to her, "Look, the days are coming, and all those who will worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth." Doesn't matter, you see, he's saying about religion. The thing is that your heart and your soul must be right with God, and you must worship God by the Spirit of God and in accordance with the Word of God. And then as our Lord Jesus Christ began to speak to her, the woman said, well, we know that when the Messiah comes, when the Christ comes, he will show us all things. And then Jesus said, the most important thing of all, he said, I am that Messiah. I am that Christ. And the Bible tells us, boys and girls, that with that, the woman left her water jar. She forgot all about why she'd come out to the well. And she ran back into the city and she said to the people, come and see a man who told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Is not this the Messiah? And the Bible tells us then that many, many people came out of the city to see the Lord Jesus Christ. And in fact, the Lord Jesus Christ, although he was going to Nazareth, he stayed 2 days in Sychar, and he taught the people and told them those things concerning the kingdom of God. And so you see, in the life of our Lord Jesus Christ, and this is very important too, boys and girls, very, very, very often, in fact, most often you would say, our Lord Jesus Christ spoke to one person at a time. Spoke to Nicodemus. Remember, the disciples anyway. Spoke to all them. And then spoke to Nicodemus at night in the city of Jerusalem. Spoke to this one woman at the well just outside the gate of Sychar. Spoke to many, many people. And we're to understand this. That if ever we will really be Christians, we must hear Jesus speaking to us personally. When the word of God goes out, it goes out very often to hundreds and hundreds of people, sometimes to dozens of people, sometimes to a few people. But we must hear the word of God for ourselves as from our Lord Jesus Christ. And when we hear the word of God from Christ, and when we see him to be the Savior indeed, when we believe in him in all our heart, with all our hearts, then we are the Lord's. We are believers in Jesus Christ, and we are saved from all our sins. Next time we'll see how the Lord went to Nazareth and some of the great things he said also in that place.